MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The Final Word.
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 Thank you so much for joining us here at either the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network or MSW Media or wherever you get your podcasts. But those are the two places you really should be because they have the best podcasts.
I mean, so many great, great voices on both of those platforms. So check them out. Also, we want to say thank you to everybody who's been a Patreon supporter. Old G's, new G's, you are the thing. You are the people. Not thing. You are the people who keep this podcast alive. You are the wind beneath our wings and the electricity in our walls, okay?
You know, and let me be really clear about this. This is the money we are making.
Yes,
I'm Lord. Trying to be clear that the only thing that's countable right now with strikes and everything else, and we know that times are tough for everybody out here, and if this is not a way that you can give right now, we totally understand that, and we encourage you to try to get other people to listen to the podcast, to promote it on social media, to put it on your list, to do all those things, to clip out parts and show them to people, because that is how we get ads. We can hopefully start to generate more income, so we can get better equipment. And so it's literally the thing that makes us able to do this. We couldn't do it without it.
Yes.
So if you can do it, I'd like to encourage you to think about each of these shows as a performance, you know,
yeah,
that you're getting access to. And if you can be a part of that, you are what we in Free Speech TV would call a sustaining donor.
Mm-hmm.
And it would really, 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 really be wonderful and helpful. You can also get a cameo message from us. And that's just a little recorded video that we make for you.
It sure is. And you know what? We can wish you a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Somebody you love, you want to send an important, like, just I love you message to somebody.
A pep talk.
Yes. We do
anything
it all.
Like that. We can complain for you, you know, whatever you need.
And we want to make sure that you know that the indictment tour is about to happen. Go to sexyliberal.com to get all your updates on Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Stephanie Miller, and Frangela on tour.
And all of our hair.
You and can keep all up
with
of our hair.
With everybody's hair, because as you
yes.
know, that is the issue.
It is. You know what? Let's call it the hair tour.
It's the hair tour. It's just the hair tour. I mean,
it
Fugelsang
really
wins for sure. You and Fugelsang.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's you and Fugelsang. If you made a baby, it would have the most luscious hair.
You got really big hair too, Angela.
No, I've gone through a lot of Nutrafol, and they're not even paying me. And I wish they were. I'm just telling you. But seriously.
Join us.
Seriously, join us. And if you want to go to the Chicago show, which is next year.
Yes.
Okay, next August, we'll be there during the DNC, which is going to be live and lit and all that. Know something. It's almost sold out.
Yeah.
So if you have any intention of going, you need to go get your tickets now.
And speaking of almost sold out, go buy tickets to the only show we have this year here in LA at the Saban, October 21st. Go to sexyliberal.com, pick up your tickets, and join us every Friday for the most exciting hour of radio and the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for...
That's right. The Black Power Hour.
Woo!
It's the blackest hour on radio. Although I think this week, if you hear this when this first comes out, you will hear this in time, maybe. To know that I think that this week we're on Monday.
We're on Monday, and we might be on Friday, too. I'm going to check it out today.
Yeah.
We'll check.
But we aren't actually on tomorrow, right?
Right.
Okay.
At this moment.
You know what? We got to, when the people say they might pay us, we got to try.
We got to try, you know? Okay, here we go. Biden renews call for gun reform after a wave, this is a quote, a wave of tragic and senseless shootings. It wasn't a wave. It was a tsunami of killings and shootings, deadly shootings over the 4th of July holiday weekend. President Biden called on Republican lawmakers to address the epidemic of gun violence that is tearing our communities apart. That's a quote. And to put forward, quote, common sense reforms. Common sense of gun law.
I think we have to stop calling it that. If it were common, we'd do it.
That's quite right.
Clearly that these reforms are way radical because, they can't get done.
And they're not radical.
No, of course
you know
they're
what? They're
but
not
but we
radical.
We keep saying, Francis, we keep saying y'all gonna mess up so we take every gun because this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Two people were killed and 28 others were injured when
28.
a shooting took place at a block party in Baltimore. Let me stop and say this. Growing up in Chicago, block parties are really important parts of the community.
Yes.
Block parties are places where children, where everybody fucking agrees that everybody is safe.
It's supposed to be the safest. It's the only time your parents will be able to let you run in the street at night.
That's right. All day long, people are out barbecuing, playing music. It's a form of community. And let me tell you something. We need that in our communities. And what makes me so upset, what hurts me deep to the fucking bone, is that this country doesn't really fucking care.
No,
and
clearly.
I'm going to say this, what they can do, what I find that happens in this country when there's violence in the Black community is, oh, that's really sad. They live like that. Ooh, let me go on off to them the rest of my life. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about the guns in their community. I don't give a fuck about, people dying by the hundreds. And so the reality is just the same. Like with COVID, like with crack, like with everything else, when it hits the Black community, it's an epidemic. And when we sit here and we, as Americans, and we disregard it and we disbelieve it and we turn our backs on it, then it only becomes important when it happens in Tennessee to these other children. Right? That's when we really get mad in this country. And it really makes me upset, Angela. It drives me insane. Because, and I'm not saying that the people who are listening don't feel something. What I'm saying is, globally, as a country, we don't do anything.
We don't care. There's no other way to look at it. If anybody looking in at this country, there's no way to say that we care about the lives of our citizens or the safety of them or their children when we allow them to be shot in school, when we allow them to be shot in their temples, their synagogues, their churches, when we allow them to be shot in their homes, when we allow them to be shot by people who have threatened their lives repeatedly, where they've gotten restraining orders, when we allow people to be shot at their workplace, when we allow people to be shot in the street at a block party or at a parade. It's clear that we do not care. You cannot tell me that this nation cares about the safety of its citizens, because we don't. And in fact, what we care the most about is making sure that people have access to weapons for the purpose of killing other people. We have allowed the number one cause of death for children in this country to be gun violence. Mm-hmm. Not Black children, not just poor children, children.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That don't talk to me about somebody being pro-life.
Thank you. Mass shootings occurred in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Fort Worth, Texas, leaving 5 dead in Philadelphia, 3 dead in Fort Worth. Biden called this a wave of tragic and senseless shootings, and that it's time for Congress to act and ban assault weapons in high-capacity magazines. It requires safe storage of guns in gun manufacturers' immunity from liability and enact universal background checks. Nobody is saying, I'm going to take your gun, unless you shouldn't have one.
I'm trying to figure out how the man who killed his neighbors, the entire family, in Texas, because they asked him to stop shooting his gun off, which he'd gotten in trouble for before and had never lost access to his weapons. When I look at these situations and I see what is Governor Abbott doing, he's shipping migrants all over the country,
mm-hmm.
and shutting down drag story hour.
Like,
that's right. I can't get my mind around how these people stay in office. Why isn't there a robust and successful movement to remove Governor Abbott from office?
I can tell you why. Because everybody has cut the cord. Because we are all running on our own fucking hamster wheels, individual, trying to figure out how we are going to each survive the next 30 days on the money we make. Because we're not informed. Because you know, people are upset and dissatisfied with Congress and decided to take a step back. I was telling Angela the other day, I was over at a friend's house, a friend of ours' house. They're multi-billionaires. And they don't watch the news. These are informed people, you know, smart people, not informed.
Yes,
smart people.
Intelligent people who've had access to, who are educated, who've had access to higher education. Yeah. And world travel, speak different languages.
Yes. All that. But will not watch the news. And to me, that's a discredit to being an American.
Well, just to being a citizen of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
It's and also it's a bad idea. I don't, from the horror film perspective, which, as you know, is how I live. From the horror film perspective, had you watched the news the night before, you would have known there was a zombie crisis.
That's right.
And you wouldn't have woken up and had the little girl try to bite off your face and kill your husband.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
right. So from that reason alone, I like to check in to make sure that little safety thing isn't on or something.
Well, you know what did it? The reason, besides Second City, but 9/11. Yeah. 9/11 is the reason why I wake up and I turn on the news every fucking morning because I don't know what's happening in the world.
And you got to take care of yourself, right? Nobody's suggesting that you have to sit here all day long, but find sources of information that are trustworthy and stay abreast of what's going on. And I think we really do have to look at, the only time I see recall movements is from radical right wing people. And I'd like to see some progressive, liberal, even centrist, because I'm like that. I'm so sick of hearing about something called a centrist Republican. What the hell is, I haven't seen them. I don't know who that is supposed to be. The point at this moment is we've got to get these people out of office and we just have to. They are absolutely killing us. And when I read over and over again that people want guns off the street, that people want these laws enacted, I'm going to tell you something. I think it's time. It's the same way I feel about people who talk about tax reform or poor, like who are wealthy, like Warren Buffett, people like that who donate money and stuff. And so people think of them as like a good rich person. Right. Not that being rich makes you bad.
Right.
But they tend to see these people who are ethical with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem. When they talk about the tax code and how it's unfair, I go, you don't actually have to take a deduction.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, if you send in your taxes, I've done this, so I know it's true. If you send in your taxes with zero deductions and you just put in your income and that's it, they'll take that money from you.
Mm-hmm.
They won't send it back and go, oh, but Warren, did you know you could take these 17 deductions? Did you know you could take these 18 deductions? They're not going to do that. So when I hear people, I'm at this place now with guns. I think it's time for people who own guns to turn their guns in. To take your guns, especially if they are guns that like AR-15s that you got for whatever enjoyment or whatever you get out of them. It's not my thing. I'm not saying it can't be yours, but now I am. Take your guns and send them back to the manufacturers. Try to get refunds. Let's activate this belief in ourselves. You know, go sell back your ammunition to the store. Go, let's try to, I don't know what to do. Like we keep saying it. So I'm like, I think it's time that we get creative and we give away our guns. And and I know what people think, well, the other people have guns. But this is the thinking that we are stuck in.
That's right. And that is the problem. This is the problem. It's my issue with the GOP, stuck thinking. It's my issue with the Democrats, stuck mindset.
Yeah, we
where is our creativity? Yes, where is our creativity in the solution? Where is our creativity in how we speak to people? There is none of that. None of it. I don't see it. You know. And speaking of issues, let's talk about the Trump supporter who was arrested last week near Obama's home with two guns, 400 rounds of ammunition, and a machete, which is, you know, I know you always asking.
I don't understand.
You don't understand why people got a machete. I know.
I don't know how I missed this trend. I don't.
Taylor Toronto showed up at Obama's home after Trump posted what he claimed was Obama's address on his personal social network. "We got the losers surrounded," Toronto wrote on Telegram. "See you in hell, Podestas and Obamas."
Can somebody explain to me how Donald Trump isn't in jail?
Thank you for endangering Obama. I don't understand it.
There's a place for the high road, and then there's the place for the file charges road.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had it with this constant. This man has this. If you need more evidence that this man was the absolute architect of an insurrection, then he is continuing to try to get people to be violent and assault members of our government and former members, the former president, because that's a lynching. That's all that is him trying to get everybody together for a lynching. And I am sick of him being allowed to do it. I am sick of him, the only person who has made this man pay anything. And I'm sure he hasn't even paid it yet, is E. Jean Carroll.
Yep.
And I need other people to get on team. This is not okay. Constantly calling people child predators and making up lies about them. I need I need people to start holding him accountable. It personally, and I get how they want to annoy, they don't want to be involved in for a lot of reasons, or it doesn't seem smart, you're engaged, but I think we've got to get over this. You know, Francis, I talk about this all the time, Francis will tell you, there's a mistake we all, that's very common, and shouldn't say we all, but we all, I believe in this culture at least, have this tendency to believe that something, there's a right way to say or do things that will elicit the response you want from people. We tend to think, if I can find the right words, right, if I can find the right tone, the right time, I can say something to someone and get the response I'd like to get. People still to this day believe that there are things that they can do or say, or by not do or say, that will somehow keep Trump from doing or saying something else. And it's just not true.
Special Counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed the Arizona Secretary of State's office as part of his investigation into the January 6th insurrection. I'm going to tell you, this made me happy.
Did he reveal this during an interview? Isn't that what happened here? Is that what the one I'm think what happened?
I don't know.
I think this was one of those, in an interview.
Smith's office requested information related to two lawsuits that alleged errors and fraud in the 2020 presidential results. Although Smith subpoenaed the Secretary of State, he hasn't reached out to former Governor Doug Ducey, who played a central role in certifying Biden's win in Arizona, which we always gotta love. The hail to the chief playing while he's counting the votes and him ignoring the call. Trump-related reportedly called Ducey to pressure him to find alleged voter fraud in the Arizona election that would help him overturn his loss in the state. Trump, let's call it that. Trump called him
to steal, to cheat, to lie.
To lie.
To commit fraud so he could commit base to usurp power illegally.
So why do we keep on saying nice things around it? Why do we keep on just padding it?
He wanted to lessen his loss. He wanted to lessen his loss into a win.
Which it's not, that's not how that goes.
No.
And have you ever heard of another president calling around state to state to ask people to cheat for them and not go to jail? I don't understand it. Trump also repeatedly asked Pence to pressure Ducey to find the evidence to substantiate his claims for fraud, which there were none.
I really can't, Fran. I don't. I need this to just happen.
I know, me too.
Because me too. I'm really at the point where it's hard for me to, like, I'm in the, you know, 15 items or less with 20 items, and somebody goes, "You got over 20 items." I go, "Yeah, and Trump can steal the government.
Yes.
So there are no laws.
Right. Like, and I believe
you don't come at me with anarchy talking about laws.
And let me tell you something. You would be one of the last people who would be acting up and acting out. That's all I see now in this country is people just doing whatever the fuck they want because they feel like it and they feel like they're entitled to it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was, you know, this is a Maya Angelou quote, and it's, I try to remember it all the time. It takes courage to be kind.
Yes, it does.
That kindness can be an act of courage. It really can. And we are definitely at a point where people have zero views and also a much greater sense of entitlement around their feelings. Mm-hmm. And not the, I have to deal with my feelings, or maturity in managing my feelings, or that those are achievable goals, that I just get to act like a toddler.
Yep. I get to go shoot anybody I feel like.
You know, with no fetters, I get to shoot, scream, yell, harass. You know, whatever I want, if I'm not getting what I want in that moment, and that my feelings are actually facts.
Yes. And this is my problem is that we have not taught people to manage. Woo-hoo. We have not taught people to manage their expectations. We have not taught people to manage their feelings. We are doing a poor job of raising people in this country. A lot of people.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. This is the thing. The law doesn't require that you be raised well.
Yeah.
It does not require that you pass a maturity test. These are not excuses for breaking the law. Yep. And I am glad that these people have been subpoenaed, but it shouldn't be shocking. Shouldn't they all?
Yes.
Shouldn't Doug Ducey? Like, I don't know.
Like, ago. This should have happened in the moment. And why it didn't happen immediately when Biden took over office, to me, shows me what
happened. Yep.
How that what's his face, RAG,
Merrick Garland.
Oh my god, I could not think of his name. I wanted to call him Maryland. Merrick Garland is a fucking pussy, and there I said it.
I think he may be worse than that. I think he may be in fact not in complete agreement with this agenda, not exactly against it.
Yep.
You know, like, yep. And because I, there's this, he, like I said, he's never been somebody I thought was a good candidate for the Supreme Court either.
Yeah.
But he was the compromise candidate, which I have to tell you was not going to be a good compromise for us.
No.
Better than this crap, but who, you know, this is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
So it's a hard thing to compare.
Do you know where bottom of the barrel comes from?
No, I do not.
It is when we used to sell crackers by the handful out of the barrel. That's how we didn't have.
That sounds so wildly unsanitary.
It was, right? So before there were cracker sleeves and boxes, crackers came because they were a easy, edible food for poor people. You could buy it by the bag and fill it up. You could take it for lunch, what have you. So they sold crackers by the barrel, cracker barrel. Hello. And so what happened was at the bottom, what you didn't want was the crackers at the bottom of the barrel because they were wet, moldy, bad. So that's where bottom of the barrel came from.
Well, that's a very good way to describe it.
Yes.
The current nasty, conservative yes. Supreme Court justice, they are right in line with that analogy.
And speaking of bottom of the barrel, Taliban orders the closure of women's beauty salons in Afghanistan. I don't know how the women have not rose up and lost their fucking minds.
I should say, of all of the, not allowing women to be educated, they've prevented them from going to school.
That's right. Right.
They've taken them out of most jobs. Hair salons and beauty parlors just seems petty.
Petty. They have banned women from public spaces like gyms and parks. Let me tell you, the United Nations has said it is talking to Taliban authorities in an attempt to get them to reverse the salon ban. Because I'm going to tell you something. Women need spaces.
Well, this they don't want them to have them.
They don't want them to have them. They don't want them to talk to each other.
That is what it's about. You know, and obviously women aren't supposed to adorn themselves or whatever, but it isn't. But I'm gonna tell you something. That what it's about is making sure there's no safe space. There's no network of places that women can utilize to get safe, to get out, to get education. So there any place that they see that women can go that men can't, or that they might have an ounce of privacy, they're gonna get rid of. And so it seems like this. Like this, but this is the thing we have to understand, that that is the goal. And if you don't think that that's the goal of the right wing ethno state pushing white supremacist, you know, anti-democratic domestic terrorists that we have here. Also, it is.
It is. It is.
It's their goal too.
You know, they want to get rid of, you know, I mean, I still don't understand how the Supreme Court ruled on a made up case.
Yeah. Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Did y'all know? I don't know if people know this. Did you think, I don't know, because if they're not watching this, you may not know. The lawsuit, the case that the Supreme Court just decided that basically has allowed for discrimination against, specifically against gay people, right? It's the cake decorating thing, right? There was no actual complainant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For a computer, for a website.
There is no, this place doesn't exist. Yeah.
For a website, they use the name and the number of a man who is actually married to a woman and had no idea that his name was even involved in the lawsuit. I don't understand how
that's legal.
How that's legal.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be, because you're supposed to have a grounds for the lawsuit, which means you have to show that you were in some way damaged.
Harmed. Yes.
Harmed. And so if there was nobody who was harmed, I don't know how they were able to. And understand, it is a proactive piece of legislation. Their goal is to open up discrimination to protect people who are going to be discriminating.
Yes.
That is why they're doing that. So, and they've done that.
And to me, why stop it at gay people?
Well, they're not going to.
Why not? What women, people of color, you know, people, disabled people.
They're not going to. They're absolutely not going to. And they absolutely are going to, you know. It's so insane.
People over a certain age. The ageism in this country. Yeah. Really, really is disgusting to me. And I'm been getting over 50. I'm beginning to really see it in our industry, you know.
Oh, it's awful.
It's awful. It's awful. And we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. Oh, I have never been more grateful for Mark Zuckerberg. Meta is set to release Twitter-like app Threads on July 6th. Because all these little things that Elon Musk, from the blue check for $8 to if you don't have the blue check, you can only see so much content and so many people will see your content. We have over, 32,000 followers on.
We lost our blue check.
Yeah, we lost our blue check.
Yeah.
And we have over 32,000 followers. But what they're saying to us is that unless you pay us, you will have no more growth on this platform.
Fine.
We will not support you.
Like, fine. They're going to do what they're going to do. You know, like, I'm so, Elon Musk is so disgusting.
He's so gross. Meta is expected to unveil Threads, its alternative to Twitter, on Thursday, with a new social media app available for pre-order in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. I've never promoted a fucking platform in my life.
Such mixed feelings. And I know that we should probably get on there.
I will. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, but I just, I don't like him either.
You gotta decide which billionaire's balls you gonna lick, okay?
I do need Elon Musk gone.
Like, me too.
He's a force for evil in our country, and it's a problem.
This is Instagram's text-based conversation app, Meta said, where users can, quote, follow and connect directly with your favorite content creators and others who love the same things. Images from the App Store show that users will be able to like, replay, and repost stories, and can also keep their Instagram usernames. As Threads prepares to launch, its rival Twitter continues to make major changes to the platform, including limiting the number of tweets users can see and forcing people to sign in to view tweets. Nobody wants this.
Nope.
Nobody. But you know what? I mean, in terms of Twitter. But Threads, I will throw all my energy into Threads. Okay.
Yeah, I can't with Twitter.
No. And finally, cocaine was found in the White House.
I so don't care.
Let me tell you, it feels like somebody came in and it feels so planted. And it's like a planted story. So that, because when I watch Fox all the last few weeks, all they've been talking about is President Biden spending time with Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you kidding me? He can't spend time at Camp David with his son? Do you really expect me to criticize him when you had nothing to say about Jared coming back with $2 billion from Saudi Arabia?
Jared's dad did time. Okay, he knows the procedure for getting into the prison to see your relatives. Okay, I this is my problem. I don't give a fuck. Not only that, I don't believe it, because these same people, somehow you managed to see something like 100 boxes go out this White House full of documents that you didn't catch.
No.
But a bad little one of them little dime bags of cocaine, you're all over it. See, this is why I can't. Because why we don't have the secret? Why I don't believe the Secret Service needs to be just fired and they need to start over, because this is bullshit.
Me too. And then also, before we go, July 4th was Earth's hottest day on record, with a global average temperature reaching 62.92 degrees Fahrenheit. Although it was the highest temperature since records began in 1979, some scientists believe that July 4th may have been one of the hottest days on Earth in around 125,000 years. It's a death sentence for people and ecosystems, said a senior lecturer at the Grantham Institute for Climate Change and the Environment.
Do you know what the second hottest day was?
Mm.
July 3rd, the day before.
That's what did it to me.
When I read that it was July 3rd was the second, I was like, oh, okay. So July 3rd had the title.
Yes.
And then lost it within 24 hours.
We, you know, again and again and again, we have to really refocus on the fact that we all live on a marble together.
Yep.
We live on one place together. And if you don't want to see people running, trying to get off of their piece of land on a rickety boat, trying to come to your land for peace, shelter, cooler weather, jobs, escaping famine, we have to care about where everybody lives.
We just don't have a plan B. And I don't know that there is no other Earth. We don't have the technology to survive climate destruction. We just don't. There's no way to.
No. And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thanks for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
This first email, the subject line is grilling 71-year-old relative. This is, I believe, an idiot story we did.
Yes.
A week or so ago. Is the name on here?
Hmm.
I think it's not. That's so weird that it got cut off.
Mm.
Oh, here, go ahead and we'll do this.
Okay. The next one, this next email is called A Manager's Submersible Expectations. Jennifer G. wrote to us. She said, YouTube bring me such joy. Do billionaires not have Yelp? Angela V. asks. Why, yes, Angela. Billionaires have Yelp, and they also have way too much fucking money. The moral imperative to serve others, to look behind you and offer a hand up, to repair the world. It's the Jewish thing called Tikkun Olam, I think.
Sure.
This is real. If we can push past our reptilian brains and find empathy, kindness, humanity, then we have the obligation to do something worthy with $1 fucking billion. There is so much they could have done. I would have celebrated them for their work in building restorative justice systems to reform the prison system. financing abortion clinics in Texas and Florida, sending boats to rescue refugees from Libya, building affordable housing in partnership with the city of Los Angeles, or sending me a few million to help me get our bakery going in Baltimore. Oh, that's amazing. The bakery, yeah. I wrote you about, for adults with autism to have a place to work with dignity, respect, and acceptance. That's worth the money.
That is worth that.
Oh, I should have been able to celebrate them. Instead, I am shaking my head in disgust at four idiots and a 19-year-old pushed into trying to please his idiot father. We all need to enroll in the various educational institutes you brilliant women offer the world. Also, that's I can't true. Wait to buy the Mindful Idiot. Love, 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 Jenny in Baltimore. Thank you, Jenny.
And this email that I was about to read, it is from CSJ. That's the part of their email. And it's grilling 71-year-old relative. She wrote, "Hi, it's Phil. A town in Prince George's County is in Maryland, just outside of D.C. You mistakenly thought it might be Florida. Please, please, please don't call Maryland Florida. Those are fighting words."
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
I wanted
ma'am.
To make sure we... to get that right.
Yes,
because you know
yes.
that we understand that, and that is our mistake. We apologize.
We apologize. And this last email is from Karen C. She says, OMG, I love you both. That was just the best greeting I've had today. You put a big smile on my face. I believe that was her birthday greeting.
Yes.
Love and hugs to you, Karen, in Spring, Texas. And she wrote in quotes, "Yes, we are burning up down here."
Dude.
And now it's time for Resistance Wrap-up.
One of our favorite resistance charity actions that you can take. If you got a little extra, and if maybe there's other ways that you can help out, could you go to thenationalbailout.org? Mm-hmm. You know, what does the National Bailout do, Frances?
The National Bailout Collective coordinates the Mama's Day bailouts, where we bail out as many Black mamas and caregivers as we can so they can spend their Mother's Day with families where they belong. The National Bailout Collective provides fellowship and employment opportunities for those we bail out to support their growth and create a national community of leaders who have experienced incarceration. We also work with groups across the country to support ongoing bail reforms efforts and create resources for organizers and advocates interested in ending pre-trial detention.
That's right, because as you may or may not know, this week, it was this week, right, that one of the exonerated members of the Central Park Five, he just won the primary.
Yes.
Right. The Democratic primary, Yousef Salam. Mm-hmm. He won the Democratic primary to be on the New York City Council.
He sure did. I'm so happy and proud of him. He is such an intelligent and an amazing human being. My name is Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.